This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday,
motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday. Everybody's looking forward to
the
weekend.
There they go. Karen's got her finger guns out. Woo, she means business.
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying.
Yeah! Taryn, I saw you wanted to do a little twirl there and then realized you were going
to go back the other way.
Caught in your headphones, and I just wish you kind of kept twirling.
It was a pirouette, Sarah.
It was beautiful.
Thank you.
Let's get to our contestant, Alan from Seattle. Alan, are you there?
I am here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Alan has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
What holiday is observed on the first Monday in September?
Labor Day.
Correct. The human hand consists of 27 bones, so how many total bones are in both?
54.
Correct. Daniel Jones is the starting quarterback for what NFL team?
The Giants.
Yes. What was Metallica's first studio album?
Ooh, Kill 'Em All.
Correct. What does the S stand for in the disease ALS?
Syndrome.
No.
System.
No.
Pass.
Same name as the Seattle Music Festival. What is another name for an umbrella?
Bumbershoot.
Correct. Meaning someone very good at escaping, Dua Lipa and Eminem both had 2024 hits titled what?
Oh, say it again.
Meaning someone that's very good at escaping, Dua Lipa and Eminem. Yes. What early 2000s Disney show did Shia LaBeouf star in?
Disney show. Holes?
No.
I don't know.
That was a movie, though.
Yeah.
Alan, you got 6 correct.
Mm, okay.
Ooh. I don't know. I think
Steve might have it.
I think Steve's going to get stumped on a few of those. I think it's going to be close. What do you think?
I don't think he's going to know the Disney one.
No. I don't think he'll know. Yeah, we'll see. Steve, are you ready?
Yeah!
What holiday is observed on the first Monday in September?
Labor Day!
Yeah! The human hand consists of 27 bones, so how many total bones are in both?
54?
Correct. Daniel Jones is the starting quarterback for what NFL team?
The New York Giants.
Yes. What was Metallica's first studio album?
Kill 'em All.
Yes.
What Once does, was originally called Metal Up Your You Know What Ski.
Really?
Yeah.
What does the S stand for in the disease ALS?
Syndrome?
No.
Symptom?
No.
Sad.
No. Same name as a Seattle music festival. What is another name for an umbrella?
Bumbershoot.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be there this
Meaning
weekend.
Someone very good at escaping. Dua Lipa and Eminem both had 2024 hits titled what?
Houdini.
Correct. What early 2000s Disney show does Shia LaBeouf star in?
Disney? Mickey Mouse Friends?
No.
Disney Doers?
No.
Seinfeld?
No.
And Minnie.
How old was Tiger Woods when he won his first Masters in 1997?
18?
No.
21?
Yes.
Damn it.
Close. Steve, awesome. Without getting that one, you got 6 correct. You're going into the weekend with a tie. 6-6. At least it's not losing, Alan. Here we go again. Wow, that's, you know, kind of disappointing.
Thanks.
Yeah.
What if I had 2 more seconds, I would have won it.
Yep. What does the S stand for in the disease ALS?
I don't know.
Sclerosis.
It is. Okay.
It is, yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis.
Nailed it.
Gross. Thank you.
Yeah. Say that 3 times fast.
The 2000s Disney show that Shia LaBeouf starred in.
Even Stevens.
Oh, no. Do you guys know Even Stevens?
Nope.
No.
That's like where he got his start, I believe.
Hmm.
When he wasn't, you know, so... I mean, he's a little wacky now.
I was asking for a cigarette. You said no. I said word.
And then you got that Tiger Woods won his first Masters at 21.
I'm from it, you dummy.
Congrats on tying, I guess.
Make your dreams come true. Just do it.
Metallica's going to be making our dreams come true tonight in Seattle, Rockaholics. You can find us. There's going to be a KISW tent outside Lumen Field. And then the Daily Mix Show and the other KISW players are going to be sitting in Section 134. So come find us.
Come say hi.
Also, in honor of Metallica being in town, we have decided to assemble a list of some of the strangest Metallica covers of all time.
Got some good ones for you guys.
Which ones made it onto this list? You'll hear them after Metallica.
The Daily Mix Show.
Tonight is Metallica, and as you can probably tell, we are fired up.
Just a little bit.
And in honor of it, Migs, you decided to assemble some of the strangest Metallica covers of all time.
And there's a lot of weird ones, so I decided to pick ones that are by recognizable artists, but they're still weird because either the artist made it sound weird, or it's just weird that the artist did it.
Okay.
Are you ready for the first one?
You're going to test us.
I'm going to test and see if you guys can name it. I feel like this one you guys are going to be able to name. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. You know, I'm going to go a little bit ahead just to kind of get you guys really into the mood. What are you thinking?
I don't know. That's... It's like Metallica Light.
Metallica Light.
It sounds like something Danny would listen to.
All right, Danny. You know, I can give you a hint.
Okay.
I can give you a hint because there's a part on the song that is like the most replayed part of the song.
All
and
right.
There's a good reason because they basically switch from being a Metallica song into one of their own songs.
Oh.
Really?
And it's so over the top. All right.
Hey, yep. Weezer.
There we go.
Just like Enter Sandman.
Okay, River.
That's so funny.
Isn't that great?
Throw a little curveball in there.
Okay, we got another one. Now, the song is sad but true, and good luck figuring out who it is. I think it's pretty easy.
Is it Snoop Dogg?
It's Snoop Dogg.
Oh, we gotta hear this.
At the MTV Icon.
Oh, my God.
I'm gonna try to sing this right here. If you know the word.
Now, mind you, while he's doing this, the band, they're watching him and they're just losing it.
Hey, hey, I'm your life.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, hey, I'm your life.
I mean, if I'm Metallica, this is a career highlight.
Right?
Without question.
Yeah.
And that was fun. Icon's thing was great because, like, Sum 41 performed at it. Limp Bizkit did as well. But the highlight, of course, had to be Snoop Dogg. Okay, one more.
Okay.
And it's Nothing Else Matters. I feel like you guys will be able to figure it out.
so close, no matter. That's our girl. That's Miley.
It is Miley.
Did she do this? Was this on there? Did she just do this for funsies? She was on the Blacklist. Okay.
And this is the one that has like Yo-Yo Ma on it, Elton John, Robert Trujillo from Metallica is playing bass on this. And on drums, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Chad Smith.
No way.
AKA Will Ferrell.
That is a star-studded event. Her voice has such a wild range.
It just sounds like she had a wild night on whiskey. And then just went into a studio and said, just roll tape.
Would you say it was blackened whiskey?
Yes.
Probably.
Of course. But I mean, of course, of all of them.
Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive music fan. But do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it. And if you do, you'll win tickets to see Journey with Def Leppard at T-Mobile Park on September 4th, next week. 206-803-ROCK. We play Hook or Shook at 920.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's
better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the Extreme Music Showdown. Let's play Hook or Shook. Please sign this waiver before we continue. Thank you. We'll drop a 1 second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out. You're gonna get shook.
Rockaholics, it is time to play Hook or Shook. Danny will be playing 1 second of a hook from a song that he picked out for us, and your job is to guess what it is. This week, we are playing for tickets to see Journey and Def Leppard at T-Mobile Park, and that show is happening next week on September 4th. Say good morning to Mitch in Bellevue, who is our contestant today. What's going on, Mitch?
How you doing? I'm on break right now.
Oh, heck yeah. Well, let's use this break for something really good and win you some tickets. So you got to get both songs right to win. The first one, you'll be on your own. The second one, this is where you can get shook because a member of this show at random has to get it right for you. If not, you lose. Caller 9 will get the tickets. So let's see who you're playing with. Me, Migs, or Sarah?
Wheels are spinning. Just pass my name, pass yours, Taryn. It's currently on Sarah.
Oh, boy.
And it looks like it's staying on Sarah. It's the Sarah and Mitch show.
She performed very well yesterday.
Yeah.
Thank you. Let's see if
team,
I can do it again.
You'd be Mitch and Bitch.
Boy, yeah! I love that. Let's go, Mitch. I'll be your bitch.
All right, Mitch. All right. Here is your first clip.
Ooh. I like that.
Oh.
You want to hear it again?
Yes, please.
Okay.
She can give you a hint if you need it, Mitch.
Yes, please.
Okay. This is a really popular song that people sing at karaoke. Stranger.
Well, it's also the band that he's trying to win tickets to see, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's that's true. Yeah, you're trying to win tickets to see this band.
I thought that'd be the easiest hint.
Whose lead singer used to be Steve Perry.
Yes.
Oh, God, what song is it?
Come on. When the band is, when you go on an adventure, it's another word for going on a...
A journey?
Yeah!
I mean, I know.
Whoa, yeah, that's okay, the
band. You got the band. You got the band. Now, the song should be, I mean, this is like one of the most iconic songs of all time.
Yeah, and one of like their most popular songs.
Are you trying to win tickets to see them or Def Leppard?
Journey's my wife's band. Def Leppard's my
okay.
Band.
Okay, okay. I know, because I was wondering. I was like, if he's calling in to try and win the Def Leppard tickets, it doesn't give, because I don't give an F about Journey either, so maybe that's why.
Okay, the second word in the song, it's a three-word thing. The second word is the opposite of go.
Stop. Don't stop believing.
I knew we'd get there, Mitch.
I had a feeling. I was like, I bet he's trying to win Def Leppard tickets and not Journey tickets in this situation.
Also, please play this audio for your wife, because she'll probably kill you for not knowing that.
Not if he wins the tickets.
That's right. True.
We got it from Mitch. Now we need it from the bitch. Sarah, are you ready?
Let's go. Oh, my. Let's just hear that clip again.
I feel like this song will be played across the street from Lumen Field at a certain establishment.
I feel like Sarah has probably practiced some pole moves to this song.
You have no idea. Pole moves, floor work, pour some sugar on me, Def Leppard. Yeah! Mitch, the bitch did it for you.
And now Mitch and his wife have a date night.
Do not refer to her as the bitch.
No.
Congratulations, Mitch. We'll see you at T-Mobile Park on September 4th for Journey and Def Leppard.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Hell yeah, man. Have a blast.
Now, if there is something that we have talked about this morning that you want to talk about, Rockaholics, now would be a great time to give us a call. 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Metallica. The Daily Mix Show. All morning, we have been receiving text messages and phone calls from you that we've not yet had a chance to chat with you about, but we are checking in with the Rockaholics right now. So call us up if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show this morning, or if you've got something on your mind you'd like to discuss. 206-803-ROCK.
Someone just texted and said, have you guys heard that guy that does the Metallica Yacht Rock songs?
Oh, have we?
Have we? Talked to him earlier this morning, the professor himself.
What is it? Mr. Professor 318 on Instagram and TikTok.
Yep, Mr. Professor 318, Nick Harrison, and he's the guy who is now making all these crazy AI versions of, like, Alice in Chains, Whitesnake, and I did notice that this morning he did another Metallica. He put up another Metallica Yacht Rock.
Should we listen? I haven't even seen it yet.
Let's see. Put it up together. All right, here we go, because I guess Metallica replied to him.
I'm Nick.
Get me through.
I do love that the bands are replying to him and they're loving what he's doing.
I see red, adrenaline crash and crack my head. Nitro junk, you paint me dead. I see red, 100 plus through black and white.
So now Metallica's giving him the stamp of approval. Whitesnake has as well. And Alice in Chains.
And he was so great this morning.
Such a good dude.
I mean, when it comes to positive energy, he might be the most positive energy I've ever experienced in my life.
If you find him on social media, just watch him. I mean, he's just jamming out to his own creations, and he just puts a big smile on your face. Like, this doesn't even sound like Metallica.
If you've missed this morning, we talked to him, at 6:20, and you can check out the Daily Migs Daily Podcast on the Odyssey app. Very easy to download that to your smartphone, Rockaholics.
Absolutely, and hopefully we'll see you all at the Metallica show tonight, because we are so fired up.
We're sitting in section 134. We're going to have a KISW tent outside of Lumen Field.
We say we are, but if at any point, you never know, we might try and figure a way to get out there and down in the pit.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
I'd go. I'll go if you go.
Oh, I'm totally.
I've heard that people like hand out wristbands and stuff, sneaky, sneaky. I'm looking for those wristbands.
I am not opposed to scam the system.
What? Are you going to hop over the ledge?
What?
What if somebody says, hey, I made you a wristband, I'll put it on and
go.
No,
Danny's going to get us in there. He knows how to do it.
Oh, he knows a guy?
He knows a guy.
He thinks he knows a guy. Or he pretends he knows someone, but then gets denied.
Well, we've seen him try and work move before, it's and so it failed funny. Miserably you right in front of us.
Okay. Let's put it this way. I think you guys are the problem, because it's worked every time for me.
We watched you get royally shut down at the Limp Bizkit concert. Royally. When you were like, you were trying to show all of your laminates that have nothing to do with Limp Bizkit.
Well, you know.
It's like Sex Panther. It works 60% of the time, all the time.
Yeah.
Also, exactly.
Can I just remind you guys that Danny dragged me into the pit for Limp Bizkit, and I was in there for not even 20 seconds, and I got shouldered in the cheekbone and completely fell on top of. And I thought, I dislocated my cheekbone.
You were on the ground.
I was fully on the ground.
So we need to try and fix that tonight. Yep. It's like a web redemption, but it's a pit redemption.
And you're gonna crowd surf tonight, finally.
I was about to say, if we all get down there, you guys can lift me up.
Oh, you know you'd be passed around.
That's fine.
That's what are we talking about?
Right. What do I? Okay, that doesn't sound right.
George will be there, so he'll approve?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Rockaholics, have the HOAs gone too far?
Yes.
For one, they are trying to ban children playing. And we're going to tell you all about that at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
An HOA in South Carolina delivered a cease and desist to families in the community that were allowing, gasp, their kids to play in a grassy field in the middle of the neighborhood.
How dare they let their kids have fun?
Can you even imagine the horror?
Well, we have a little play area right by our house, and I always call the cops on those kids that are playing down the slide.
Yeah, for sure.
It's too loud. It's 2 in the afternoon.
So here are some of the homeowners from both sides of the argument explaining their side.
The best way to parent my kids is allowing them to be outside, be healthy, be active. This is absolutely not an organized sport. The only thing organized about it is these 5, 6, 7, 8-year-olds saying, hey, do you want to go play football?
They have coach, they have whistles, they have tents, they have water, and they've taken over the circle.
Well, before you know it, the Carolina Panthers will be playing here.
It's so great to see the kids outside, but these people, they push it from 10 to now 30 people.
This might be it. They sucked at sports when they were kids.
I would pay great money if the Carolina Panthers decided to troll this HOA and showed up and had a practice there just to F with them. How awesome would that be?
I love it. I think that board meeting sounds like something I'd like to pour a cocktail and go sit through.
Yeah. They have whistles and water.
How dare they? Get these children back inside. Oh, and you've never had anything that extreme in your HOA.
No, thankfully. That would be, oh man, I don't even know how I would be able to handle something like that. I'd probably have my wife handle it, because I'm like, I'm just going to use way too colorful language, and they don't want me to show up to the meeting.
Rockaholics, the hockey world was absolutely shocked by the passing of a well-loved player. We're going to tell you all about this during the Daily Migs download after Metallica.
The Daily Migs Show. Is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And Ryan Castle's here with us. I have some bad news for you, though.
What's that?
We're only going to be able to do an 11-pack today because we've played so much Metallica that we're now bleeding into your show.
I don't know who authorized that.
And whoever it was a crazy man. But what a blast. And we're fired up for Metallica.
Men's Room's going to do it again this afternoon.
Nice.
All Metallica in the Men's Room.
Yeah, and then after the show, starting at like 10, from 10 till midnight, we're going to play all Metallica.
Oh,
again,
too, hell so, yeah.
And come hang out with us. We're going to be over by the KSW tent at 4 o'clock till 6 at least, and hanging out with all the Rockaholics. So if you see us, come say hi. It's going to be a great time.
And then again on Sunday.
And we're back at it again. Hey, real quick, just sad news for the hockey community, and everyone's definitely has thoughts and prayers for the Goudreau family. Johnny Hockey is a great player for the
terrible story.
Columbus Blue Jackets. Him and his brother on a bike ride, and some dumbass drunk driver hit them at like 8:30 last night, I believe it
like
was.
Like trying to pass people.
Yeah.
I mean, just dumb.
Awful. Awful story. And I first saw it, like, Spit and Chicklets put out, like, they shared the Columbus Blue Jackets statement where they said they're shocked and devastated. And honestly, I didn't even believe it at first. I was like, this can't be real. This can't actually be happening. And it's just awful news. And they said Johnny was not only a great hockey player, but more significantly, a loving husband, father, son, brother, and friend. So It's terrible, terrible news. And you said, like, his sister was supposed to get married tomorrow.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and both the brothers were groomsmen.
Him and his brother. Oh. Yeah, and one's the guy. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I can't believe it.
Hey, the Mariners are playing tonight. They're in Los Angeles taking on the Angels. They were smart to get out of Seattle because Seattle's just going to be bonkers this week.
Pandemonium in the best possible way.
Labor Day so weekend, much. Yeah.
Weather hitting a high of 78 degrees. Perfect day to rock out to Metallica. It's going to be sunny. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.